There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
And welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. That's what we're here for. Help you out here live and in color on the Ray program on your radio and television nationwide and coast to coast. A really big shoe planned for you today. Spending patterns in retirement. Wow. Could I be right again? From the EmployeeBenefitResearch.org Institute. That's the EBRI, by the way. Fast facts just in moments ago. Spending patterns in retirement. Retirees are slow to exhaust their assets. I have been criticized, but correct in that department. Again, some from scientific studies such as these, but others just from anecdotal information, having spent a good portion of my adult life working with retirees and pre-retirees. So we'll talk about that coming up in a minute. Also, Larry Swidrow wrote an interesting piece, The Track Record of Market Pundits, something we've talked about before. He went back and looked at 2017. This just came out, by the way, the other day, of some of the most interesting views that were presented by gurus and individuals alike. So we'll get a chance to discuss that as well. But I start today with the 2018 Boomer Expectation Survey. Last week, I actually interviewed the CEO of the Insured Retirement Institute on some findings from this and other studies. And in looking through it this past weekend, I found some very interesting stuff that we should discuss here on this program. In particular, when it comes to retirement readiness. So I don't want to bore you with a whole study, but let me just pull out some of the important components that I think might make some sense for you to contemplate or cogitate. Some of it has to do with working with financial professionals, which, as you know, has become sort of passé over the past several years, because by golly, you can just put your money into any old stock mutual fund or an index fund and make money in the market. I'm going to talk a little bit about that coming up. I don't know if I can get to it this hour. I'll try. But what the expectation is for stock market returns going forward is kind of an interesting digression as well. As I said, I'll try to get to it. But if I don't get to it this hour, if you get both hours of the program, you'll certainly hear it. But let's start with retirement readiness. Working with financial professionals, this is straight from the IRI survey. Working with financial professionals continues to be highly correlated with retirement preparedness. 79% of boomers who have a relationship with a financial professional has at least $100,000 saved for retirement versus 48% of those who do not work with a financial professional. Now, I don't know if that's as meaningful as it may seem. First of all, $100,000, ain't nobody retiring on $100,000, period. Unless you got big pensions or a rich uncle. Nonetheless, it's still quite compelling that almost twice as many people have that much money or more accumulated working with a financial advisor than those that don't, doing it yourself or whatever. Next, annuity ownership is also an indicator of retirement preparedness. 80% of annuity owners have at least $100,000 saved for retirement, as compared to only 53% of non-owners. Again, whether you like annuities or you don't like annuities, I've got an email question on this very subject coming up in a bit. It does show that individuals that are annuity owners tend to be more diligent in how they manage their money, save their money, etc. They're more ready for retirement. Take that with whatever grain you want. But it's fact, according to the IRA. 84% of boomers who work with financial professionals report that their advisors have either included retirement income using annuities in their written financial plans or have discussed the use of annuities to provide retirement income with them. I think it's malpractice today for a financial professional not to at least discuss the issues centering around longevity risk. As we're living longer and longer. More on that later. 9 in 10 baby boomers who work with financial professionals believe their advisor works in their best interest. Now, this is really fascinating to me because there's been an ongoing debate for years now on this over this fiduciary standard, which just got, you know, thrown out, but it's coming back. The fiduciary standard, meaning the advisor must work in their customer's best interest. And without the so-called fiduciary standard, 90% of individuals still believe that to be the case. Now, whether or not it is the case, I guess, is something else to be debated. But I think this is a really strong endorsement. All of these are really strong endorsements of working with a financial professional of 9 out of 10. I mean, that's pretty darn good. Especially when you look at the advisory business from a media perspective, you'd think that most advisors that are out there are charlatans when they're really not. And in fact, 90% of Americans that use advisors say, yeah, I think my planner is working in my best interest. Now, as I said, if I have the pen last, I can probably demonstrate that they're not. But I can also demonstrate that they are. Because there's so much that's subjective in a retirement plan or a financial plan. So much is subjective. So I think you should give props to your planner. If you believe they're working in your best interest, then they probably are. Based on, you know, their frame of reference. And everybody's got a frame of reference from a financial planning standpoint. The guy on TV that hates annuities hates them because his frame of reference is he's a billion-dollar money manager, and that's how he makes a living and pays his overhead and gets all of his props when writing for the big magazines and so forth. But he hates them because that money gets taken from him and put with some insurance company, and he can't get paid his 1% per year to manage it. I mean, I'm oversimplifying it for sure. And then the annuity salesperson doesn't particularly like that guy because that guy's taking money from annuities. And then, you know, the consumer are stuck in the middle trying to figure out who's right. And the fact of the matter is they're both right and they're both wrong. Because it doesn't depend on their frame of reference. It depends on yours. But I think this study from the IRI clearly shows that you are financially better off with a real financial advisor, a financial planner, more so than just a money manager. And again, that's not me saying it. Let me move on with other findings from this survey. 7 in 10 boomers say it's very important for retirement income to be guaranteed for life. And 8 in 10 boomers believe that 401k plans should provide an option to take a portion of the plan balances as guaranteed income for life. So you've got 70, 80% believe in annuitizing income. And I know from other studies, perhaps this one, yet only 14% of retirees and investors take advantage of annuitizing some of their income. Disconnect there. They believe it's important, but for some reason they've been talked into thinking that, you know, these guys that either sell annuities or annuities from insurance companies are the big bad wolf, and we've got to stay away from them at all costs. I'll move on. Monthly guaranteed income is the most important single trait boomers look for in a retirement investment, ranked number one or number two in importance by 41%. Rate of return is second, with 37% ranking, followed by guarantee of principal at 34%. I didn't hear anything about the stock market there. It's fascinating stuff when you think about it. This is the 2008 Boomer Expectation Survey from the IRI, the Investment Research Institute. You ought to take a look at it and then examine what you're doing that may or may not be consistent with what your beliefs are, your philosophy is, your goals and your objectives are. All right, when we come back, spending patterns in retirement. Retirees are slow to exhaust their assets. The exact opposite of what you hear all the time. They're going to run out of money and eat dog food, which I guess is not bad. Friends have told me. We'll be back on the Ray Program.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about how spending actually declines in retirement, contrary to what you're told all the time by the academics, the pundits, many financial professionals and non-financial professionals, because they say, well, you know what, inflation erodes your purchasing power, so you really need to be careful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say that your earnings rate on your portfolio is 5% in retirement. You know, for a stock bond mix, that's a reasonable expectation. People putting 8, 9, 10%, it's just not reasonable, folks, especially now after you've gone through, you know, almost a decade of serious double-digit returns. So a 5% return, and then you apply an inflation factor. So let's say that somebody wanted $50,000 a year from their portfolio. Forget Social Security and pensions. We'll just use that number. It doesn't matter if it's 50 or 25. I'm going to use 50 just because it's fun. So if I wanted $50,000 a year in payments and inflation were 3% and my earnings were 5%, then net after inflation, my real earnings would be about, you know, 2%. So how much money would I need to accumulate over a 35-year life expectancy? About $1,250,000. All right, that's at 3% inflation. At 2% inflation, my earnings rate would now be 3%. That drops it down to $1,074,000. So almost $200,000 less. And at 1% inflation, it drops it down to $933,000. So the differential is quite substantial. We're talking, I don't know, $300,000 less in accumulation. So what we have learned from numerous studies, and once again, my observations over many years of working with retirees, is that their spending does not increase at the rate of inflation. In other words, if you needed $50,000 the first year, you wouldn't need $51,300. That's 3% more the next year. And if you did, you would only need that 3% bump for the first few years of retirement, maybe 5-10 years. And then it would drop down. And it would continue to drop down. And we know this from studying the Bureau of Labor Statistics data and now tons of academic research. Now, the Employee Benefit Research Institute just came out. This came out on my birthday, all right, in April. I won't tell you which day, but it's like Well, I'm not going to tell you because I can't take all the cards and the money that you guys send me every year on my birthday and the presents and stuff. No, I don't need that. Neither of that. Here's what they had to say. Asset decumulation or asset preservation. What guides retirement spending? The brief finds that retirees are not spending down their accumulated assets to fund their retirement needs, even when assets are plentiful or when there is guaranteed income available to ensure that retirees will not run out of money. It's fascinating. The study undertaken by the EBRI reviews data reflecting how retirees actually use their non-housing assets during the first two decades of retirement by examining income and asset data from Health and Retirement Study, the HRS as it's called, which is the most comprehensive study of older Americans in the country and is supplemented by their spending data from the Consumption and Activities Mail Survey. I mean, this is groundbreaking information if you've been asleep for the last 10, 15 years and haven't followed this as closely as people like I have. This is my business to follow this for you, and that's why I do a radio and TV show every day, to bring this information to you so you don't freak out when your broker is sitting there with their calculator or computer program that says, well, wait a minute, you need to have $1.2 million or $1.3 million stashed away, when in reality you only need to have $900,000 stashed away. I mean, that's like $300,000-$400,000 difference. That's a ton of extra savings. Allow me to read on. A key finding is that regardless of pre-retirement asset size, rates of decumulation are low. Over an 18-year period following retirement, median assets declined only 24% for the low asset group of retirees. Somewhat intuitive, since those households have very few assets to begin with and they face a lot of uncertainties. So it's not irrational for them to hold on to their assets as long as humanly possible. So they're not decumulating. But it does make an interesting point, and that is in behavior of retirees. Retirees will, in fact, modify their behavior as time goes on. And I know this, being partially retired now. I mean, we used to spend money like drunken sailors. Don't tell my wife I said that, but doggone it. And we had it to spend. It was all right. But in reality, now that we're semi-retired, we watch what we spend. I never did that in my life. It was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'll pay for it later. Work harder. I was in the kind of business for most of my adult life where hard work paid off. If you worked harder, you made more money. And I was willing, I guess, to work nights, weekends, whatever it took, especially in the early stages. So it didn't matter that much. It sounds crazy, but it's true. I'd be lying to you if I said otherwise. But they go on. However, similar patterns hold when assets are even greater. For the moderate asset group, median non-housing assets declined 27%. So what they're saying is, you know, if you had $500,000, you'd have, you know, $375,000 by the time you died. A little bit less, but it wasn't like down to zero. And this threat of dog food certainly it was not the case. And it was similar for those in the upper asset category. For those with median assets of $857,000 immediately after retirement, the decumulation rate was less than 11%. They had $763,000 18 years later. Now, this defies the logic that we as financial people have been taught in our lifetimes, and you as the consumers of financial information and investors, those that need to put their money to work. I think can take a much more conservative approach. And not only you're investing, but your asset allocation and your anticipation of how much money you will spend, because you will not spend as much as your broker, advisor, or you even think you will. Some of it is rote, some of it is academic, but most of it is just, you're not going to do it. We'll be back.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, night time heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
So spending patterns in retirement. Retirees slow to exhaust their assets. It's a study by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. Just came out. And it confirms some of the stuff we've been talking about for years on this program, where advisors and individuals, quite frankly, they go online and they do their own retirement calculations and so forth. The retirement calculators don't necessarily calculate a decline in spending over the course of one's life. Now, again, I don't want to minimize the importance of having like long-term care insurance and HSAs and all that stuff. The healthcare discussion we've had many, many times on this program, and it's exceptionally important and it can cost you a ton. But incidentally, all of that is factored into these surveys. While healthcare costs do go up in retirement, they go up less in total than looking at the total spending needs going down. Healthcare spending might go up by 10% on an annualized basis. But that's 10% on a small portion of your retirement income, whereas most other expenditures go down in retirement. And a lot of people look at the consumer price index for urban consumers or elderly or whatever is CPIW, CPIU, CPIE, whatever CPI you want to use. And they use that compounded inflation rate to require more and more income. For example, that $50,000 individual, 30 years later, if they wanted $50,000 today, 30 years later at 3% inflation, they need $121,000 to buy the same goods and services. But at 1% inflation, it's only $67,000. So, I mean, that is a humongous difference. And I've seen some studies, one done by Ty Bernanke, a financial advisor out of Minnesota years ago, and this appeared in the Journal of Financial Planning, where it looked like retirement savings, real retirement spending, that's after impacting for inflation, was flat. In other words, there was no impact of inflation on retirement spending, because while inflation went up, spending went down, which gave them a flat line. The implication of that is significant. It's significant because so many people are saving and saving and saving and saving. And what we're learning from EBRI is they're not spending that money in retirement. Now, I guess it's good for the kids, and that's fantastic. But a lot of people just get depressed and give up because they say there's no way that I can, you know, I went on the Vanguard website and I figured out how much I need to save for retirement. And it looks like I got to save $38,000 a year just to be able to have a decent retirement income. And that number may be grossly overstated. And this is why you want to have a very good relationship with a financial advisor that understands this stuff. Okay, I want to move on. Because you know how I feel about the prognosticators and the market pundits. Well, Larry Swidrow just wrote about this. He's a pretty smart dude that I've followed for many years. He said at the start of 2017, he compiled a list of predictions that market gurus had made for the upcoming year, along with some items that he had heard frequently from investors, for a sort of consensus on the year's so-called sure things. I mean, this you could go to the bank on. It was going to happen. First, bonds and the inflation surprise. Here's what he said. Our first for sure thing was that the Federal Reserve would continue to raise interest rates in 2017, leading many to recommend investors limit their bond holdings to the shortest maturities. Jeremy Siegel, the famous economist, at one point even warned that bonds were dangerous. And on March 15, 2017, the Fed raised interest rates by a quarter of a point, did so again June and once again in December. However, despite the prediction that interest rates would rise, having actually come to pass, the Vanguard, I mean, in other words, when interest rates rise, everybody says, shorten your maturities, shorten your maturities, shorten your maturities. But in this case, the Vanguard Long-Term Treasury Index returned 8.6% for the year, outperforming the Intermediate-Term Treasury Index, which returned only 1.7%, and the Vanguard Short-Term Treasury Index, which returned zero. Lesson to be learned there. I'm not suggesting go long, by the way, by any stretch. I'm just suggesting that the pundits, the bond pundits, were dead wrong. Let's go on to the next one. The GDP is going to get a boost, it said. That was the sure thing, especially with the stimulus program and anticipated tax cuts and a reduction in regulatory burdens, et cetera, et cetera. The growth rate of real GDP would improve from 1.6% in 2016 to 2.2% in 2017. That's what they said. But in reality, it did pretty much everything they said, to be honest with you. This one wasn't one of those that, you know, I think you'd score a negative, because first quarter real GDP growth, while it only started at 1.2%, the second quarter came in at 3.1. The third quarter was 3.2. So the pundits were right on the GDP front. Whether you like them or not, you got to give Trump a little bit of credit for that, because Obama went 8 years and couldn't get there. The next for sure thing, with the Fed's tightening money policy and our economy improving, and with the economies of Europe and other developed nations still struggling to generate growth, and with their central banks still pursuing very easy monetary policies, the dollar would strengthen. No, it didn't. The dollar index ended at 102.38, closed at 92.30. It declined, and that's the end of the story. The next sure thing was that with concerns mounting over potential trade wars, investors should avoid emerging markets. Well, the Emerging Market Index, the Vanguard FTC, the FTSE Emerging Markets ETF, returned 31.5% last year, outperforming the Russell 3000 ETF, which returned 21.1%. And I bring this stuff up because we have news junkies like me. We follow this stuff, you know, every single day. And sometimes if you follow it so closely, you become somewhat numb to everything else. And you start believing. You start believing that these pundits are right, when so far what we're finding out is most of the time they're not right. The next sure thing was that the Shiller cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio at 27.7 as we entered last year, which incidentally was almost 70% above its long-term average, that domestic stocks were significantly overvalued. Compounding the issue with valuations was that of rising interest rates, making bonds more competitive than stocks. Thus, U.S. stocks would likely have a mediocre 2017. In fact, a group of 15 Wall Street strategists expected the S&P on average to provide a total return of about 7%, but it was up 21%, 300% more than the pundits predicted. They did get right, however, that small caps would underperform. Let me see. There's one last one here. Non-U.S. developed markets and emerging market economies generally growing slower than the U.S. economy, and with many emerging markets hurt by weak commodity prices, slower growth in China, and the Fed tightening monetary policy and a rising dollar, international developed stocks were supposed to underperform U.S. stocks. And remember, you had guys like Buffett and Jack Bogle from Vanguard, or founder of Vanguard, I should say, coming out and saying, I wouldn't put any money in the international markets. Well, as it turned out, the international markets returned 26.4% compared to 21.8% for the domestic market. So out of all of these sure things, most of them did not come to fruition. So those predicting imminent doom and gloom, well, they may be right. But they may not be right. And then the question is, do you have a strategy in place to address whatever comes your way? I'll be talking about that next hour because we have emails coming up in just a bit. And there's some dandy. So make sure you stick around for the email segment. RayLucia.com. If you want to get on board with an email, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We're back in a flash right here on The Ray Lucia Show.
When it comes to mortgages, the internet can help you understand a lot of things, like the importance of a good credit score or the difference between an adjustable rate and a fixed rate mortgage. But when it comes to knowing what's best for you, you need more than an online search. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Sure, information is everywhere, but don't you want knowledge you can trust? A home loan expert working with you personally from start to finish? A solid approval based on real information? Rocket Mortgage gives you options, technology when you want it, and people when you need them. We help you understand the details so you can make a confident decision and get approved in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 consecutive years, we've been ranked highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination by J.D. Power, and we're America's largest mortgage lender. So when you're looking for answers, go online, but start and finish with RocketMortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Rocket Mortgage results may vary.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia program. And it's time for emails. And I'm going to apologize to Dan.
I went hiking.
He sent me an email. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but he was, because, you know, every once in a while I get these crank emails. You don't know how serious they are. But this guy basically said, how dare you tell employers to drop their 401k plans and screw their employees or something like that. I didn't copy it and bring it in. But then I got thinking about that as I was driving in this morning. Sometimes you got to listen to everything. I didn't say screw the employees. You said that. I said the employers, if it were me, I would give the employees the bonus check for whatever it was that it was costing me. I might even give them more. Because today, in this litigious world that we live in, many companies, big companies, are getting sued by their employees for, you name it, within the 401k. Too many funds, not enough funds. Fees aren't low enough. Fees are too low. I don't know. You make it up. Because there are plaintiff's attorneys out there that can do a class action lawsuit or can go to some big, huge company that's got $1 billion in a 401k plan. And if you do the math on, you know, if they said, well, you charge 25 basis more points more on the 401k plans, you could have gone to some other less expensive fund company, and it's tens of millions of dollars, and the plaintiff's attorneys get 40% of that. And then the big company's got to write a big check. And usually, when a 401k plan gets sued, one way or the other, it comes out of the employee's bank account anyway. Because if I'm an employer and I have just had to write a $25 million check, chances are I might not have the same company matching contribution going forward. You know what I'm saying. So the point that I was making is if individuals got the money themselves, look at all of the ways that individuals have to save. You can put, you know, depending on your age, $5,500 to $6,500 each, husbands and wives, into an IRA. And you can put it into a Roth, you can put it into a traditional, et cetera, et cetera. There's no magic to the 401k. I'll tell you where the magic lies is in the automatic withdrawal from the paycheck. But anybody can do that. I see all these studies in the, you know, from the Boston Center for Retirement Research and all that stuff. Employers have to do more. Employers have to do more. Well, you know what? Employees have to do more, too. You can set up, we used to call them check-o-matic plans back in the day. You just have the money taken out of your checking account. How different is that than the money coming out of your paycheck? It's pretty much the same thing. And if your employer gives you a 3% match and you make $50,000 a year, and if the employer grosses that up to $2,000 for the tax bill, he gives you $2,000. You take the $2,000, you put it in an IRA. You can add another $3,000 or $4,000 to that if you want. And now you have total control of the money. That's all I was saying. Dan the man. Okay, let's move on. Here's Frederick. This one's kind of a long one, but I've got my calculator out. I'll do the calcs for him. Frederick asked this. How much money will I need to accumulate if I want $70,000 to live on beginning at age 70? My Social Security is expected to be around $33,000. I want to retire in 10 years, and I think inflation will be at 2%. So he's probably spent some time online calculating or who knows what. I have $500,000 saved and contributing $25,000 annually, and that includes my employer match. I don't care about leaving any legacy for my kids. Whew. Okay, so let's do some math here real quick. You want $70,000 today, and let's just for the sake of discussion say there's going to be 3% inflation over the next 10 years. So $70,000 today at 3% inflation means you'll need $85,000 10 years from now. If the Social Security doesn't change, if it's $33,000, it might be a little bit more than that, depending on what your earnings are, et cetera, et cetera. So you're $52,000 per year short. So let me pull up my calculator. $52,000 in payments. And let's say that you can earn, let's use 3.5% over the rate of inflation. So $52,000. And let's say it's 35 years of retirement. I don't know how old you are. That's about $1,040,000. We'll call it $1 million. You need to get $1 million stashed away to meet your goals. Now, let's see how close you are to that. You've got $500,000 already. That's pretty impressive to begin with. Equally as impressive is your $25,000 savings each year over the next 10 years. And we'll assume you can earn 5% of your money. You've got to make some assumptions here. You'll have about $1,000,001 and a quarter. So based on my imprecise calculations, you're fine. If you live 35 years, you could spend all the money, leave your kids nothing because you don't want to leave them anything anyway. But based on my calculation, you're going to leave them something in either event. So Frederick, you're doing great, buddy. You're doing just fine. And I didn't calculate this reduction in spending and all that stuff. I think you're going to have a lot of money left over, to be honest with you. So why don't you, if you don't like your kids, start looking around for some charities that you can leave some money to. Alice is next. I'm considering doing a Roth conversion. I'm 53 and have a small business. My income will be around $60,000. I'm single with $280,000 in IRAs. What do you think? Not a lot. You're at $60,000. You're single. You're going to do a Roth conversion. The Roth conversion is going to be pretty highly taxed. $280,000 does not translate into a significant amount of income. Even if you retired in 10 or 15 years, the $280,000 might double. So you have like $600,000. 4% of that's $24,000. That plus Social Security. I don't know. I'm not so sure that I would want to pay the tax at this stage of the game. I think what you need to do, Alice, is I believe you should talk with your financial advisor. I'm doing this off the top of my head. I could probably make a case for it, but I don't think it's a strong case. The only real savings would be whether or not you'd be paying taxes on your Social Security, and that might give you some advantage, but probably not. You're probably going to be in a lower bracket when you retire. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. Go out and make it a great day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.